Hello, I'm Owen McCandlish. I'm a sixth grader at Thomas Ewing. I'm currently in confirmation here at Grace UCC. November is a month where we celebrate the great holiday, Thanksgiving. It's the time where we slow down and think about stuff we're grateful for. During this mission moment, I would like to share with you what I'm grateful for. The first thing I'm grateful for is my family. My parents are always there when I'm involved in something, even if I don't want them to. The second thing I'm grateful for is my baseball team. They made my love for baseball grow more than it already was. It's fun being part of a team that good. Last, but certainly not least, fried pickles and gummy bears. My two favorite foods in the world. I'm not sure I could live without them. And if you haven't tried them, then you don't know what you're missing out on. The point is, God gives us a whole awful lot to be grateful for.
Never realize how loud my keys are until I start walking. Sorry, I have this on my phone. It's being difficult. So every year, Thanksgiving... Every year, Thanksgiving comes and goes, and we eat, talk, laugh, watch TV, lose our voice yelling at the football. Surprisingly, Grandma didn't. On Sunday, like today, we come to church, talk about what we're grateful for, and we go about our week. Thursday, we eat and stuff our faces with delicious food. And Friday, we either go Black Friday shopping or we sit in a food coma. When we talk about what we're grateful for, we say things that we've always said and things everybody expects to hear. Friends, family, God, food, and education and all that type of stuff. But we forget about the little things, the things that not everybody has, a bed, clothes, and education. We need to be grateful for those little things as well. We get so caught up in our lives that we forget there are people who don't have the luxuries we do. We all know people who have served in the military, and some of you have done just that. But there are people still serving who may not get to see their family for the holidays, or people who can't come home because of work. I'm losing my place. Not many places around the world celebrate Thanksgiving besides the US and Canada. So not everybody has the yearly reminder to be thankful for everything. There are some people who don't need the reminder, but a lot of people who do, because they forget about all the good things when something bad happens. And you never know when your life could turn upside down. You never know when you could lose everything. So appreciate what you have and be thankful for those who help you. Thank your parents for everything they have done for you. Tell your family you love them, even your siblings who annoy you. Yeah, really. Be thankful and grateful for those little things, that you have a roof above your head, clean clothes to wear every day, blankets to keep you warm, and food to keep you healthy.
Good morning. Pastor Mindy asked me to share what I'm thankful for and to do it in 2 minutes. Most of the older folks can probably guess what came to my mind. Remember those people at the Academy Awards? They sound surprised and they have this list and they rush through it and they try to think, I can't do that on my feet, so I have a list. I wrote it down. Here's what I'm thankful for. My parents and brother, growing up with one set of parents and living in one house, always having the food and clothing that we needed. Growing up and being baptized as a young adult in a church family that nurtured each other. Beginning to work in a public library in the 9th grade, discovering I enjoyed working and really liked it so much that I knew early on I wanted to be a librarian. Being able to attend a small church-related college that helped me shape my faith and beliefs, and introduced me to Ron Harvey. Ron Harvey, my wonderful husband of almost 43 years, and our amazing, wonderful daughter, Erin. A library career where I had the opportunity to serve the public. A second church family that nurtured our young family, and then this, my third church family, that now nurtures us. And I'm thankful for being here today. Less than 2 years ago, a heart attack led quickly to a surgery that did not go as well as planned. And that led to a second surgery, one that I was not sure I would survive. Thanks to a skilled surgeon and the grace of God, I am here today. My award was a second chance and a few more years, I hope, to live a life that will hopefully include opportunities to help others. So my message today is, don't take anything for granted. Be grateful. Thank you.
Thanks be to God that we have words of scripture and words of gratitude and words of grace to live by. Amen. Will you pray with me? O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Yes, it's the time of year when we begin to say thank you. My goal is that we begin to say thank you and continue to say thank you and show the gratitude that God has in all of us throughout all time. Not just this week during Thanksgiving time, but always we give the gratitude and the grace and the thankfulness to all the time. Now, this scripture talks about worry and talks about gratitude. Worry. We tend to worry a lot. Thing is, when we worry, we just make ourselves sicker. Yes, worrying is part of who we have become to be. But maybe what we need to do is to forget about the worrying and open ourselves up to the gratitude, to know that God is always with us. I have a story about worrying. My mom, about probably 4 or 5 years ago, she was a worrier. My mom and my grandma, they both worried. So I get it naturally. So they worried. He's saying yes. So they worried a lot. But about, I don't know, it was before Mom and Dad moved to Canal Fulton. They still lived in Powell. And I don't remember, I think it was Mom who wasn't feeling real well. She'd gone to the doctor. I don't remember the reason behind it. But I had gone down to Powell to be with them, to stay with them, to visit, to do whatever needed to be done. And the weather decided to turn. So it got kind of snowy and icy. Well, Mom used to worry about a lot of stuff, and I get her worrying about the weather, going through a tornado when I was 3 and a half and her not being with us. Yeah, I kind of get that. But it tended to get worse as time went on. And so the weather was just fine in Columbus when I was going to be heading home, but oh no, she looked at the weather, she listened to the radar or something, I don't know, in Mansfield, it was going to be snowy. You didn't know how bad it was going to be, but it was going to be snowy. And it worried her so much that she became even more ill. So much so that I had to finally say, fine, I will stay another night. I will stay. It's going to be fine, but I will stay. Well, come to find out that was probably the beginning of the carcinoid cancer beginning to come on, take part of her body. But worrying, it didn't help for her to worry. It doesn't help for any of us to worry. God gives us so much. Did you see the word pictures in the scripture? The lilies the birds. God gives us so much. We need to not worry. Oh, I know. Like I said, that's easier said than done, and I get that just like everybody else. But maybe what we need to be about as grace-filled people of God is remembering those smaller things that Jordan talked about. Remembering those really fun things, the foods and the fun things that Owen talked about. Remembering that health is important, as Joyce talked about. And to be grateful for all the feelings, the beings, the stuff that God has given us. Now, I'm not talking about the Xboxes and the games and all. I'm talking about the stuff inside of us that God has given to us. The blessings, the friends, the family, the love, the peace. Can we be about the peace that God gives us? You see, gratitude is what we need to be about, not worry. Gratitude of the things inside of us that bubble out and share the love that God has given to us. So this Thanksgiving, this Thanksgiving, be grateful for the small things, the fun things, the health, the grace, the beauty in one another. The beauty and the blessings that God gives to us. How can we not be God's children then? How can we worry when we look at the beauty around us? Our gratitude poster, we're going to put in the back, up, carry it to the back and put it on the table and add your words, your thoughts, your reasons, your being for gratitude. And don't worry, it's all okay. God is holding us. Thanks be to God. Amen.